Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, has got the vehicle in the direction of the airport, I'm assuming. He's going to head for Mexico, because if you're going down to Buras, you got to bring your own water if you're going to fish a hunt, they tell me. Ryan, is that true?
Yeah, you better. We got in the blind finally at 3 o'clock yesterday evening.
Had any ducks?
I killed 14 out of that blind, 21 out of another blind. But, you know, they set us up to fail with the season with these negative tides. You know, you got a negative 0.9 all week. So, you know, it literally robs us of our last week of the season. And it's more than that. It's been a lot in January. So I'm gonna go ahead and meet with Wildlife Fishery, see when they could change these zones. I don't know if it's this year or next year, but pretty soon they'll be able to change the zones and give us a coastal zone, because you know, it's not safe. I mean, look at the wildlife fishery had to rescue quite a few people this week. You know, you get a big storm and negative tides, you know, you get in trouble quick.
Right. Well, maybe they'll see the light, and if possible, they can make the change this coming year and be a big benefit. Well, you know, of course, the cold weather helped bring ducks down, but if you can't get to them, what does it really help?
Well, there's lots of ducks. It's just they sitting where they can, and most of them are offshore and you know, there's a lot of fish kills going on right now. You know, I don't like being negative today. I'm going to Mexico tomorrow.
Fish kills. What do you know definitely about fish kills?
They got trout in Port Saffle for sure, and there's a few redfish and a few trout in Buras. Mm-hmm. Nothing on the east side that we've seen. The west side's got some saw a guy yesterday filming some in Port Saffle. You know, and when you get those shallow bays like that there's still head water, and you know, because the water dropped about 4 or 5 foot with that storm coming in on the west side, plus the negative tides. So a lot of the fish in Buras, you know, that water went, the whole marsh went empty. So that the fish got in some deeper water. It might have saved a bunch of them, but, you know, I know people that's caught fish yesterday too. So the boys out there fishing right now. So, but this fish kills I've heard in Grand Isle, Golden Meadow, Point of Shan, I heard, and Point Saupa for sure. So, what have you heard?
Pretty much the same. Lafitte got a report of some dead fish in the canal there in Lafitte.
In the canal, too, huh?
Yeah, that's what they said. So, we'll see how it turns out, and we'll get the official word on it. Look, we're talking about jerkbaits. That's kind of our bait of the day. What do you know about jerkbaits? Which ones do you like to use, and when do you use them?
You know, when I used to bass fish, I always used a long A because it had better hooks. A lot of people like the Rogue, but the long A's got better hooks on it. You know, if you're a bass fish, I just use the long A. For redfish and speckled trout, you know, we use a white 4-inch jerk bait. Like if we're fishing on the islands or something in April, and it's really good. It's a Rapala. It costs about $10. So, you know, it's a good bait. It works really well. It's a Rapala. I don't know the number of it, but it's a white 4-inch jerkbait. It works really well. You know, you try to match the hatch, you know. If you're fishing a long big shad, you use a longer one. But jerkbaits work really well if you have the patience to fish them.
And how do you fish them? Do you actually jerk them and let them suspend, or what kind of motion do you put in them?
Well, it just depends. You know, you got to find what the fish want. You know, there's different attitudes. Sometimes you get a hard jerk and let it sit. Sometimes you twitch. Sometimes you reel it down and just stop it. You know, you just have to do a few rhythms until you find what the fish want. And once you find it, it's like, you know, it's like a combination. Once you do that, then it's on.
Got it.
So, you know, most of the time I like about a 3-foot with the rod and let it go down and stop it. And then, you know, just like a wounded minnow, you know, if you ever watch the wounded minnow, they'll give it a little tail shake and then they'll kind of float, drift up. So that's what you're trying to mimic. I got a bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, they're expensive baits. You know, the one I really like, too, is that Yozuri. But, boy, they're proud of it.
Oh, yeah. All of them. You know, a good thing, you know, Berkeley came to the lodge and dropped hundreds of them off. So we got plenty.
Good. So, what you going to do in Mexico? What you going to hunt? Doves? Quail?
Ducks and quail. I think ducks and quail. Unless there's a goose hunt, I might try a goose hunt one day. I love to hunt geese if you're on the X. If you're not on the X, it's not fun at all. But if you're on the X, it's a great experience. So I'm going to do that. And then there's a lot of ducks down right now, redheads and pintails. We'll go hit those. And I think one day I got calm weather on Tuesday, so I'll quail hunt Tuesday and, you know, going to show up with the ducks that evening. So. Okay. I'll duck hunt 4 times, a quail hunt 1 time, I would imagine.
All right. Well, when you get back, let me know how it's looking for our hunt during the week. If we got water, we'll go. If not, well, we'll wait for another time.
Yeah. See what we can do. Well, I think the last day, I'm just going to bring lunch, and I'm going to get into one of the blinds, and I'm just going to sit there all day. You know, that's my happy place, and that's what I'm going to do.
There you go. There's worse places to be. There's worse places.
Oh, without a doubt. I know the tides are going to come up before long. So, and it's supposed to be windy those 2 days as well. So hopefully we'll get out there and kill them. But I'll give you a call soon as I get home on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll close it out with a good hunt, hopefully. All right, give us a quick phone number. Somebody wants to get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111 or just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com because we are booking up for this year. Them phones have been busy.
And número en español, por favor.
Okay.
Número.
What do you?
Tu número en español.
Tu número.
Your number.
Número. Número.
Número.
Número. 504. 559-5111.
Bueno, hasta la vista.
Yeah. Okay.
See you later.
Hasta la vista, amigo.
All right, wow. There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, very fluent in Espanol, much more than me. All right, we come back.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.